It's time for exciting high school basketball on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA. Follow your favorite hoops team all season long as we strive to bring you the most exciting girls and boys basketball games in northeastern Kansas, all the way to the state tournament and March Madness. The following is an exclusive presentation of high school basketball and is proudly sponsored by our area sports boosters.
Hey!
Here now live and direct from the court is KNZA Sports Director Justin Fluke.
Y'all ready for this?
Well, the calendar has flipped. We can officially call it March Madness. Happy March, everyone, and welcome to the high school basketball 2021 postseason. Because now it's a must-win to keep your season alive, a must-win to move on and advance. Tonight, we open the Class 3A Substate Basketball Tournament, which is expected to be one of the best in the state. Sabetha is the host, but which teams will make it to the Final Four and the Substate Semifinals? That process begins tonight. We're live upon the hilltop in Meriden, Kansas, where the Jeff West Tigers are set for a third meeting this year against their Big Seven League foe, the visiting Hiawatha Lady Redhawks. Along with studio engineer Chance Link, I'm Justin Fluke. Glad to have you along here on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha and streaming worldwide and free online at msesports.net. Will the third time be the charm, or will the Tigers take care of business for a third time this season? As Jeff West is 12-7 on the year, the number 4 seed in this substate, so they get to host the number 5 seed Hiawatha Redhawks, who finished the regular season with 10 wins against 10 losses. Jeff West beat Hiawatha 41-30 in the roundhouse on December the 11th, and then the Tigers won at home here in Meriden on February the 5th by a final score of 52-36. Both games were competitive, but the Tigers able to pull away and convince both victories there in the fourth quarter earlier this season. These are two of the top five girls teams in the Big Seven League, but yet they're just the 4 and 5 seeds here in this Class 3A substate, which is loaded with other ranked Big Seven League squads in Royal Valley, Sabetha, and Nemaha Central. Speaking of Nemaha Central, they are the number 1 seed in this substate, so it's they that will get the winner likely of this game tonight between Hiawatha and Jeff West. Nemaha Central looking to take care of business tonight in Seneca versus Oskaloosa, and they would face either Jeff West or Hiawatha for the third time this season. The semifinals for the girls 3A substate in Sabetha are coming up on Thursday. Tonight also begins the first of 6 consecutive days that we will be broadcasting high school postseason basketball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA. We have basketball action tonight and tomorrow and again on Wednesday, as well as Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 6 consecutive nights of high school basketball postseason. No doubt March Madness has officially begun. Our pregame show presented by Boomer Steakhouse, home of the Midwest's best prime rib every Friday and Saturday night, just off Highway 75 in Holton. We'll take our Boomer Steakhouse pregame timeout. We'll return with the Holt House Auto House starting lineups for tonight's girls 3A quarterfinal substate game here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
The Midwest's best prime rib is just a stone throw away every Friday and Saturday night. Head down to Boomer's Steakhouse to thrill your taste buds with exceptional food and excite your night with their friendly atmosphere. Boomer's is your date night destination with access to our outdoor patio and full bar. Also, your lunch hour lounge with comfortable indoor seating and daily lunch specials. Don't waste another minute. Come down to Boomer's Steakhouse, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night, 4th and Colorado, in Holton.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Have you heard? Family Practice Associates is now named Holton Family Medicine, Hoyt Family Medicine, and Wetmore Family Medicine. While it's a new name, we are still dedicated to providing quality care to our friends and neighbors. We are still personally invested in your communities, serving you through compassion and knowledgeable health care. We are still here to show you the difference between treatment and care. Count on Holton, Hoyt, Wetmore, Family Medicine to provide personalized care with hometown heart. Quality care close to home.
It's all about connection, and Rainbow has a special offer for the essential connections in your life. Sign up for Rainbow's 25 megabits internet and receive $15 off per month for 6 months. Or sign up for Rainbow's 50 megabits or higher internet plan and receive $30 off per month for 6 months. Certain terms and conditions apply. Visit Rainbow's website at rainbowtel.net for term details and more information.
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Boomer's Steakhouse and Catering, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night.
And welcome back to Meriden with studio engineer Chance Link. Justin Fluke with you here on KNZA. Time to meet tonight's starting lineups presented by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. When you're looking to update your vehicle, check out what's on the lot at Holt House Auto House or visit them online at holthouseautohouse.com. Hiawatha will be the visitors in the Road Red here this evening as the number 5 seed. They're led by Brady Jasper in his 7th year as head coach. They've taken another step forward this year. 2 wins 3 years ago, 6 wins a couple years back. Last year they won 8 games, and this year they've won 10, looking for number 11 tonight. A backcourt with 5'8 junior Kate Mattson and 5'7 All-League junior Clara Lindstrom. On the wing, it's 5'10 junior sophomore Darcy Lears. In the post, 5'10 junior Sarah Mattson and 6 foot junior Lakin Leipold. So Leipold, Lears, Mattson, and Lindstrom for the Redhawks. For Jeff West and the home white unis tonight, under the direction of head coach John Malloy, it's his 8th season and now over 100 wins. Jeff West girls were at state a season ago, went 15-9. In fact, they've been at state 3 times in the last 6 campaigns under coach Malloy. Their starters include 5'9 junior Melanie Roney in the backcourt with All-League junior Kristen Biltoff, a 5 foot 8 inch guard. Also starting tonight is freshman Ella Dickey, a 5'5 guard. On the wing, it's 5'9 senior Brooklyn Michalis. And in the middle for Jeff West, 5'10 junior Mallory Young. So it's Young and Michalis, Roney, Biltoff, and Dickey for the Tigers, who are 12-7. This season, Jeff West went 8-6 in the Big 7 League this year, while Hiawatha finished 5 wins against 9 losses in Big 7 League play. What a year it's been for Hiawatha. Of course, they were not the only team in the entire state of Kansas that didn't even get to start practices for the first couple weeks of their campaign. Got a late start, had to postpone several games, but here's an incredible feat. Hiawatha got all 20 regular season games in. Phenomenal, and tip the cap to Athletic Director Kim Lilly for making that happen. I don't think many thought, inside or outside the Hiawatha program, that they would actually get 20 regular season games in this year. It was a rough start. They went 0-2, but then kind of got rolling. The Redhawks won 7 of 8 during the middle portion of the season, but now in their last 10 games, they're just 7 losses, 3 wins in their last 10 games. So 3-7 in their last 10. Hiawatha's lost 4 of their last 5, including the regular season finale, falling 45-33 against Sabetha last week. Jeff West played last week on Thursday. They lost their regular season finale as well, but to a top team in Nemaha Central, 42-39 was that final. Both these teams are 0-2 against Nemaha Central this season, and that could be the matchup coming up on Thursday. Jeff West started the year 4-0. They were not very good in the middle part of the season, going just 1-5. But now in their last 10, Jeff West has won 7 and lost only 3. So the Tigers 7-3 in their last 10 games, Ohio off has gone just 3-7 in their 10 games leading up to sub-state here tonight. It's Jeff West and Hiawatha. We'll take a final timeout. When we come back, we'll tip off 3A girls upstate basketball here on KNZA.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at wilsontireks.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
KNZA.
And welcome back. We're ready for action as we've done all season. No opening tip. It'll be Hiawatha, the visitors, with the basketball out of bounds at half court, and we are underway. First possession of the night. Losers sees their basketball season come to an end. The winner will advance to play Thursday in Sabetha. Here's a Sarah Mattson three. Top of the key, it's no good. Long rebound corralled by Darcy Lears in front of the bench for Jeff West. Over to Kate Mattson, now Lindstrom up top, her three in and out, rebound tipped by Leipold, and then a collision as Lindstrom runs into Biltoff, and a foul against Lindstrom and the Redhawks, her first one of the night. Two pretty good shots there for Hiawatha, both open threes, top of the key, but Sarah Mattson and Clara Lindstrom missed them. Hiawatha's made 65 threes on the year, the exact same number of three-pointers that Jeff West has made. Both teams have shot it under 23% from long range. That's really not their best game. Here's a Michaelis three-pointer in the corner, airballed at the end of the Hiawatha bench. Michaelis had a rough night against Nemaw, shooting behind the half moon, and misses her first one of the night as the team's come up empty here on possession at number one. Hiawatha with the ball going left to right on your radio dial, try to get it in the paint this time, and a double team sandwiching Lake and Leipold. And she's fouled, so our foul's now even at one. And this personal going against Jeff West on Mallory Young, the 5'10 junior. Tigers led by Kristen Biltoff, 13 points a game. Here's Sarah Mattson missing it. Got an open look there on the inbounds play right in front of the basket in the paint, but missed the shot. Roney strong to the basket, up at the left hand, missed it short, got her own rebound, but then flipped the ball to Sarah Mattson, who takes off, and it's stolen away from behind. Good defense by Mallory Young to get that one back for Jeff West. Turnover on Hiawatha, their first one of the night. Now a three by Biltoff. That's off the rim, no good. And both teams have missed their first few shots here of this contest. A minute and a half gone by. Lindstrom sprinted ahead. Hiawatha in the road red. Lindstrom the leading scorer at 13 points per game for Hiawatha. A couple of the best juniors in the league. And Lindstrom, Sarah Mattson, and Biltoff for Jeff West. Throw Roney into that mix as well. She scores double digits, 11 points a game right behind Biltoff. Jeff West made seven threes against Hiawatha to beat him here in Meriden on February the 5th. Lindstrom backdoor cut to Sarah Mattson, shot over the double team, no good, but an offensive board by Lears, trying to dribble, stuck in the paint, in some trouble, and we get a jump ball with the possession arrow favoring the Tigers. So 2 minutes gone by and still no points scored here in the girls' basketball game. The third meeting between Jeff West and Hiawatha this season. Both teams scoring right at about 42, 43 points per game. So both teams have used defense to stay in it. Here's a deflection by Lears, the steal leader for Hiawatha. The ball free still and picked up by Kate Mattson. Two steps, goes up with the shot, missed it on the right side. Could not capitalize on the first Jeff West turnover of the game. Now Dickey, the freshman, ahead to Biltoff. Back to Dickey, a good three-point shooter. Ella's made 14 behind the half moon. Third on the team to Michalis with 16 and Biltoff with 24. Kristen, though, hit about 36 threes last year. Here's one tried, and it's good for Michalis. Airballed her first of the night, but makes this one. Brooklyn Michalis, their first points of the game, knocking down the triple. Tigers on top, 5:10 to go here in the first period. Lindstrom takes off with the basketball, stops and now cuts into the lane again. Lost the handle, but flips it over to Kate Mattson. Off a screen, she travels once, kicks it back out. Now Lindstrom scoops it to Sarah, and up top to Darcy it goes. 4:55 and the clock moving here in the first quarter. Tigers are matched up man-to-man defensively. Sarah Mattson defended by Roney. Back out to Lears, who gets by Michalis. Helped defense by Roney. The ball on the left wing to Kate. She's guarded by Ella Dickey. Kate Mattson without the dribble now. Finds Sarah Mattson at the high post. Out to Lears, a wide open three. Shot high off the rim, no good. Tipped by Leipold into the hands of Roney. Hiawatha's 0-for-3 from three-point land. 4:25 to go here in the opening quarter. A drive baseline. The shot missed by Roney's. Had a couple nice takes there on the left side, but unable to finish. Now Lindstrom breaks the pressure. Ahead to Kate Mattson with the pass. Hiawatha gets it to Darcy Lears. It's been a track meet here up and down to start. Deflection, but it goes to Sarah Mattson. Underneath, reverse layup, and it bounced off. The iron a few times. It would not fall. Mattson tried to flip it in, going underneath for the reverse layup, and now another steal. Lears intercepts the pass from Roney. Lears up the court right side, fouled from behind by Roney, and Darcy Lears will head to the line to shoot two. Second turnover on Jeff West, and both of those have been steals by Darcy Lears, the Hiawatha sophomore, who has 72 steals on the season. Down to the line. And the free throw is no good. Hiawatha still scoreless. Lears a 55% free throw shooter. These teams pretty good at the charity stripe. As Hiawatha makes about 60% as a team and Jeff West about 63%. This one off the back iron, no good, but an offensive board by Sarah Mattson. So Hiawatha misses both free throws but gets the rebound and another foul this time on the floor as Clara Lindstrom trying to drive. It's going to be foul number three on Jeff West. Young has a foul. Roney got the last one, and now this personal charge to Ella Dickey, her first. Inbound, Sarah Mattson, a long two. Good on the right baseline. And the Redhawks are on the board with a bucket by Sarah Mattson. 10 points and a team-high 9 rebounds per game. Hiawatha's gotten a couple offensive rebounds now, and they are back within a point. 3:30 to go here in the opening quarter. Built off top of the key. Hiawatha playing his zone, kind of a 3-2 with Lears atop that 3-2, already having a couple steals. Built off drives, her shot short. Rebound by Kate Mattson, who spins and flips it here side to Lindstrom. Left to right, she comes in front of the scores table. Now in the lane, and that's stolen away from Sarah Mattson. Young steals it. Look out from behind, poked away by Lears as one-on-one was Young there with Kate Mattson, but Lears caught up to her from behind and knocked it out of bounds. Jeff West will have the basketball. Turnovers even at 2. Substitutions for Jeff West. Allie Warden, a 5'7 sophomore, has come into the game. Here's a 3-point shot by Dickey, and it's good. The Tigers have hit 2 threes, Ella Dickey and Brooklyn Michalis. And Coach Brady Jasper talked about that as a key before this game started tonight during our pregame. He said, Roney probably going to score. Biltoff probably going to score. Young may get a few inside, but he said, we can't let Michalis and Dickey and Warden make a bunch of shots on the perimeter and beat us here tonight. And so far, Michalis and Dickey each with a tray. The Tigers lead it 6-3. Hiawatha gets it down low to Lindstrom. Shot over Michalis. No good. Rebounded by Roney. Rough start for the Redhawks, making just one of their first 6 field goal attempts here in this game. Roney now to Warden, lobbing it back to Roney. Touch pass quickly inside to Young. Leipold fronting her, and then Lears ripped it away, but kind of bumped down Mallory Young in the process as she went to the floor, and Darcy Lears will pick up the foul for Hiawatha. First personal on Lears, team foul number two, and a timeout call for the first time tonight with 2 minutes and 23 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. It's Jeff West ahead 6-2 at home versus Hiawatha. Our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn just west of Whiting, the perfect timeout snack. We'll return in half a minute here on KNZA.
We really strive to work with farmers.
Bryce Barnett, Ag Loan Officer with Farmers State Bank in Houlton. Bryce knows every ag producer has unique needs. He takes pride in learning how customers operate and formulating a plan that best fits their needs.
I would say, especially with the team back there helping me, we can think of innovative and flexible ways for our producers.
Innovation and flexibility. That's what I like about Farmers.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Houlton, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KNZA.
Justin Flew back with you here in Meriden. A long three-point shot missed by Brooklyn Michalis. And here comes Hiawatha, just called a timeout, trailing by four, an open three for Kate Mattson. That is no good. Tipped by Sarah, but controlled by Kristen Piltoff. Tigers in the home white jerseys with the black numerals and letters trimmed in red. Piltoff drives into the lane and is fouled. Coach Jasper wanted a jump ball, but not going to get it with 1:53 left here in the first quarter. Free throw line. Kristen Biltoff, great free throw shooter, and makes the first attempt of the night for the Tigers. Not quite 83% that Biltoff made a season ago, but she's still about 77% on the year. She's attempted 100 free throws, made 77 of them, and both of them here as Biltoff adds 2 points to the Tiger advantage. It is now 8-2. Minute 50 left here in the first quarter. Team fouls are even at three. Lindstrom breaks a little token pressure by Jeff West. Gets the pass ahead to Sarah Mattson. A lob to Leipold. Double team on her. Back to Sarah. Pulls up on a three. This one no good. And Hiawatha's missed 5 3-pointers. Lears and Lindstrom and both Mattson girls have all missed their first 3-point shots of the night. And Jeff West has made a couple 3-point baskets already. Warded gets it in to Roney. Off balance, stumbling down, but got it up and in off the rim. Tough shot for Melanie Roney. And now it's a 10-2 lead here for Jeff West. Pass deflected out of bounds by Michalis. Good defense as Lindstrom tried to get it too far up the court to Kate Mattson, and the Tigers had time to get there first. 8-point lead for Jeff West, who scored the last 7 points of the contest. Lindstrom around a screen, thought about a three, now lobs it high to Leipold. Lakin will dribble and kick it back out to Lindstrom. She attacks to the right elbow, pulls up, it's in and out, but a foul. Little arm contact there on the release of the shot will send Clara Lindstrom to the line to shoot two. Fourth foul on Jeff West, personal number one on Allie Warden. Free throw for Lindstrom is no good, and the Redhawks are 0-3 from the charity stripe. Lindstrom, like Biltoff, one of the best free throw shooters in the Big 7 League, well over 70%. Lears goes out. Kaylin Pavlish in, a 5'8 senior for the first time for Hiawatha, as Lindstrom hits the second free throw, and the Redhawks just 1-4 at the line, now trailing 10-3. Into the half court against no pressure. Redhawks go 2-3 zone. Roney turns, shoots from the foul line. This one won't go. Tipped by Hiawatha. Roney able to get the loose ball. Goes up over Leipold. Missed it short. And Lakin rips down the rebound. Averages 5 of those per game. Hiawatha looking for some offense. Lindstrom kicks it out to Kate, who tried to throw it to Lakin, who wasn't looking for it. Now it's tipped away from Lindstrom, who goes crashing in to Roney, and they both tumble out of bounds near the scores table, but Roney touched it last. Good hustle play. Lindstrom does not pick up her second. That is fortunate, and the Redhawks get the ball. 30 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Lindstrom will set up offense against a Tiger man-to-man. Dribbles to the left wing, poked away by Biltoff, and a little reach-in foul here as Kristen will pick up her first personal. And that's team foul number 5 against 5 different individuals for Jeff West. 5 fouls here in the first quarter. Pavlish, Leipold,
Madsen, and Lindstrom right now for Coach Brady Jasper. Sarah taking a look. Leipold pops to the top of the key to get it. Straddling the half moon. Wasted the dribble. 10 seconds left. Lindstrom holds it high. Dribbles left of the lane. Goes up with the shot with 5 seconds left and hits it. Basket there by Clara Lindstrom. A long heave by Biltoff. Well short. The buzzer never sounded. Maybe that thing broke. Somebody check on the buzzers. We head to a 1 minute timeout with one quarter in the books. And Giltner, the athletic director, and a few others over to make sure that buzzer gets fixed. It's 10-5, Jeff West leading Hiawatha. One quarter in the books here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Some of my fondest childhood memories are from volunteering with my grandmother. Helping others was her passion. She'd always say, "The sweetest fruits of life come from serving others." And she was right.
At Shelter Insurance, we strive to make a positive impact in the communities where we work and live.
Find the award-winning service you need from Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter agents.
Prompt, courteous service, and competitive prices. That's what you will find when you open the door at Foster Ford in Holton. This is Lonnie Coder, sales representative at Foster Ford. I would like to invite you to our dealership and offer you that good old-fashioned service that our previous customers have already experienced. From our sales department to our top-notch parts and service, we strive to make you the customer number one. So if it's a new car or truck you desire, or service for an existing vehicle, stop in at Foster Ford in Holton and let us help you with your automotive needs.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
On to the second quarter we go. Justin Fluke back with you. Our studio engineer tonight is Chance Link. Chance for a 2-for-1 here for Hiawatha. Got the final basket of the first quarter. Now at the ball to begin the second stanza. Tigers in a bit of foul trouble, not individually, but already 5 as a team in the first 8 minutes. But they lead 10-5 against Hiawatha. We'll reset the Holt House Auto House lineups for you here. It's Kate and Sarah Matson, Lake and Leipold. Pavlich still out there along with Lindstrom as Darcy Lears right now on the Red Hawk bench. She has 2 of their 3 fouls. Here's a 3, and it's no good. Called a long 2-point shot. That by Sarah Matson, her second long 2-point field goal of the game. 1 minute into the second quarter. 3-point try. This one no good by Dickey. Rebounded by Sarah Matson. And then a foul. Looked like Mallory Young had a lot of the basketball there, but they're going to call her for the personal, and that's number 2 on Mallory Young. Team foul number 6, and Hiawatha in a position to get a lot of field goals here in the last 7 minutes of this half. Lears back in. Pavlich will check out. Both coaches have gone only one deep down the bench here thus far. With 2 personal fouls, Mallory Young stays in the game. Hiawatha breaks the full court pressure. Sarah Matson up top to Lindstrom. Lindstrom against Biltoff. Drives right. Hands it to Kate. They almost traveled there. As two girls kind of standing holding the ball. Kate down low. Posting up. Drives it right at Biltoff. Missed it. Rebound ripped away by Allie Warden. Here comes the freshman. Right to left for the Tigers. An early 3 for Dickey and 1 for Michalis as well. Biltoff faked on the 3 and drove but called for the travel. Turnover number 3 against Jeff West. 6:26 to go till our halftime show. Brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16. Hiawatha's ball down only 3. So they trailed 10-2. We're getting a free throw and a basket there to end the first quarter. Now a 3 by Sarah Matson to tie. It's no good. Rebound pops up to Melanie Roney. She'll turn and bring it ahead for Jeff West. Roney, 6 minutes left here in the first half. Long pass over to Biltoff. Open 3-point shot. It's good for Kristen Biltoff, her 25th of the year. Stops a little run there of 5-0 for Hiawatha. Lindstrom breaks the pressure, but then the ball tipped by Roney into the jaw on the under chin area of Biltoff, but the Tigers come away with the ball. Biltoff fakes the 3, drives by Leipold, shot up, and it's off the rim, no good. Sarah Matson with the board. Turnovers even at 3. Hiawatha just lost it there near midcourt. Now it's 13-6, the Jeff West advantage. Kate Matson over to Lears, who just re-entered a moment ago. Now the shot on the baseline missed by Clara Lindstrom. She's getting a decent amount of shot attempts off, but has only made one thus far. Down low, Young working hard against Leipold. Shot over her, no good. Both teams continue to struggle on the offensive end. Here's Lindstrom at the foul line. Bounce pass out to Lears. Near side to Kate at the foul line. She has a shot blocked, but it goes right to Lake, and Leipold is wide open. Michalis blocked the shot, but Leipold was in the right place at the right time and goes up and pumps it in off the backboard to make it a four-point game. 4:40 to go till intermission. Hiawatha's changed between a 2-3 and a 3-2 zone and a near steal by Sarah Mattson, but this one in the Red Hawk into the bench area there. Last touched by the Hawks. Allie Warden back in. Michalis will go out for Jeff West. Again, both coaches have used just one off the bench. And checking something here where the ball will be inbounded on the sideline in this near corner. 13-9. Tigers have led throughout. Warden has it. Allie, just a sophomore. Nobody on her. Steps up and shoots the three. Left wing, left it short. Rebound, Young. Shot blocked. Leipold gets the block, and then it's off Young and out of bounds. Great defense there by the six-footer, Lakin Leipold. And now full court pressure applied. Nope. Coach Malloy says let's back it up. They'll settle back into the half court set as Hiawatha brings it ahead down by four. Lindstrom dribbles to the left side. Jeff West still man-to-man. Down low, Leipold. Shot over Young. Bank, no good. Rebound by Roney, and here she comes in a hurry. Melanie, so quick with the basketball. Left-hander through the lane. Flipped it up. Missed badly there. Not a great shot there by Roney as she shakes her head sideways, heading to the other side. Half of the second quarter gone by. Lindstrom against Biltoff. Lobbing it to Sarah Mattson. Shot over Roney. And a foul. It'll result in two free throws and also the second personal foul on Melanie Roney of Jeff West. So Roney and Young, each now with two personals. End of the line, it's Sarah Mattson, 60% free throw shooter. Eyes it and tries it and can't buy it. And the Red Hawks are a woeful 1-for-5 from the foul line here at the start tonight. Full slate of games all this week and tonight. Follow it along with us on the MSC Sports Radio Network, the website mscsports.net. Second free throw for Sarah. Rolls around and flushes through. She's got 5 points now here in the contest, and it's 13-10. Red Hawks have been within three a couple different occasions. Allie Warden for Jeff West with Dickey. Michalis back in. Also Meg Tibbetts for the first time, and Mallory Young, and they lose the ball. Then Hiawatha walks and gives it right back. Lindstrom couldn't quite break the pressure there as Roney and Biltoff were both on the bench, and you knew that wouldn't last very long as Coach Malloy bringing Kristen back in. Roney will stay on the sideline with two personal fouls. So Biltoff joins Warden and Young, Michalis and Meg Tibbetts, 5'8 junior, second different player off the bench tonight for the Tigers. Lineup reset brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? And another Tiger turnover, looking to go high-low there, but a bad pass by Tibbetts. Clears up the court to Kate Mattson, and now Lindstrom top of the key. Fakes, got by Michalis. Shot up and in for Clara Lindstrom. She's now got five, and the Redhawks pull within one. 7 of the 10 fouls here in this half have gone against Jeff West. Biltoff trying to control the offense. Left of the lane, almost double-dribbled. Back to Michalis it went. Brady Jasper tried to officiate. Here's a three by Michalis. No good. Backside rebound. Jeff West had it, but who's the foul on? Young got the Lieber long rebound over Kate Mattson. But it's the foul on Kate Mattson of Hiawatha, her first team's fourth. Up top, Biltoff didn't get off the three. Good job for Hiawatha to fight through the screens on that inbounds play for the Tigers. Now Biltoff fakes the three over to Warden, wide open. A triple, no good. Rebound, Sarah Mattson. Hiawatha's done a good job on the defensive glass. Now they have a chance to take the lead. Hiawatha down one here with an offensive set. Leipold and Sarah Mattson both at the high post. Ball goes to Lears, and now over to Kate Mattson on the left wing. Into Leipold against Tibbetts. Tough shot, missed off the glass. Long rebound to Biltoff. Kristen turns and wants to run. It's 3-on-4. Kristen blows by Lindstrom, who reached in and got a poke away. Turnover for Jeff West. Here's Lears, 1-on-3. She lost the handle, but it's out of bounds off Warden and Jeff West. 2:11 to go here in the second quarter. Hiawatha will throw it in underneath their own basket. The Bethel girls leading Pleasant Ridge 25-0. Nemaha Central girls leading Oskaloosa 24-1. How do you think the Big Seven League compares to the Northeast Kansas League? Nemaha Central and Sabetha both rolling. Winner of this game would get Nemaha Central on Thursday. Royal Valley home tonight against Marysville. That one might be a little bit closer. Tigers by one with the basketball. Roney open from the foul line. Jumper in and out. Rebound Tibbetts. Foul from behind. Boy, great position there on the inside for Meg Tibbetts. And she's going to get a couple big free throws here for the Tigers, who are ahead 13-12. First personal foul on Sarah Mattson of Hiawatha, team foul number 5. Just complimented the Redhawks for their defensive rebounding not long ago. Tibbetts, the right-hander, shoots it up and missed it. Jeff West 2-for-3 at the line. Tibbetts under 50% on the year. Pavlish, and also for the first time tonight, Abby Elfner, 6'1 freshman coming in. Lears and Leipold go out. And for Jeff West, Dickey returns, replacing Warden. Second free throw here for Meg Tibbetts, the starter early on in the year. Just a little time there in the middle. Now coming off the bench, makes the second free throw, and she is the fifth different Tiger to score here in the contest. Tibbetts out and Young back in with her two personal fouls. A 1-2-2 extended three-quarters length press by Jeff West. Hiawatha passes it and gets it across the timeline with Lindstrom here on the right side. Lindstrom still defended by Biltoff at the two-point Jeff West lead. Lindstrom steps up, shoots a three, hit it! And the Redhawks have an advantage as Clara knocks one down. Biltoff gave her just a touch of breathing room, and Clara says, I'll take that. 15-14, Redhawks by one. A three to answer. Dickey missed badly. Rebound loose. Lindstrom on the floor. Diving, and Biltoff able to pick it up for Jeff West. Just over a minute to go here in the second quarter. Biltoff fakes the shot and the pass. Now they get it over to Young, who moves right baseline. She blows by Sarah Mattson. Missed the shot, got her own miss. Pavlish couldn't get the rebound. Brady Jasper saying, hey, as two of his girls got beat there on the drive to the basket, both shots missed, but now a foul. Two free throws coming up here for the Tigers. Got beat defensively and then didn't turn and rebound. It's Mallory Young at the charity stripe for two. First one for the left-hander is good. That's the first point for Mallory Young, and now six of the seven girls that have played for Jeff West have scored here tonight. It was also personal foul number 2 on Sarah Mattson. She goes to the bench. Team foul number 6. Free throw, the second one good. Mallory Young hits them both, and the Tigers have made 5 of 6 from the line, while Hiawatha's made just 2 of 6. And it's Jeff West back up by 1. So the lead for Hiawatha was very brief. At 15-14 is now the Tigers back on top. We hit the 52nd mark here in the second quarter. Elfman over to Leipold. Leipold back on the wing to Kate Mattson. Lindstrom at the high post. It's Pavlish right now. He got Lears and Sarah Mattson on the bench. But maybe trying to hope for the final shot here of this first half. The Ducks had one brief, one-point lead in the first two quarters. Looking to retake the lead here heading to the break. Kate Mattson up top. Little 2-3 extended matchup zone by Jeff West with Biltoff and Dickey working it up top. Elfner went to make a pass and changed the pivot foot and traveled. And Hiawatha will give up the basketball here with 22 seconds to go in the second quarter. Just a freshman mistake there. And now Jeff West will hold for the final shot. And you know Biltoff's going to try to get something here. She'll put it in motion with 10 seconds to go against the 2-3 Hiawatha zone. Biltoff to the near corner. Michalis puts up the three-point shot. Missed. Backside rebound. Dickey up. No. And 1 second left. That'll do it here at the end of the first half. The horn and the buzzer now working, functioning as well. And we've got a ball game. The 4-5 seeds meeting for the third time this season. At the break, Jeff West at home up 16-15. leading Hiawatha by just 1 point. Coach Brady Jasper encourages his team with some excited high fives as they head to the locker room right in this game. But it's come down to the fourth quarter already a couple times this season. Our halftime show's coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. The Pizza Bakery, starting a 32nd year in downtown Horton, is your favorite locally owned pizza bakery. In appreciation of the support, the Pizza Bakery is offering weekly drawings and gift certificates, as well as a grand prize at the end of March. Come in to register and check out specials. With great food and great variety for pizza, wings, salads, wraps, pasta, sandwiches, breadsticks, and more. Call 486-2602. For the Pizza Bakery, open 7 days a week and celebrating a 32nd year in downtown Horton.
There's nothing like the pride and excitement of seeing a loved one graduate, either from high school or college. Hi, this is Mark Pizeska from Union State Bank of Horton. As spring approaches, you can honor your graduates' hard work by coming into one of our 7 Union State Bank branches to help them open a new account. Open a My Rewards checking account with $25 and no minimum balance is required. Plus, your graduate can enjoy the Union State Bank mobile banking wherever the road takes them. Celebrate your graduate with Union State Bank. Find locations at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Along with studio engineer Chance Link, Justin Pook back with you in Meriden. Halftime of our girls 3A sub-state quarterfinal. We got a good one. Jeff West leading Hiawatha by 1 point. The Tigers a 10-5 first quarter, but Hiawatha with a 10-6 second quarter advantage. The Redhawks only had one lead in the first half, and that was brief, 15-14 after a three by Clara Lindstrom. It was Hiawatha's sixth three-point attempt of the half, and the first one that actually was made. But their lead was brief as a couple free throws at the other end by Mallory Young put Jeff West up 16-15 with a minute to go in the first half. And that's how we end up, as Hiawatha had a late turnover. And Jeff West missed a three-point shot there by Michalis and a follow by Dickey all in the final seconds of that second quarter. So Jeff West led for all but a few seconds of that first half, but leaded by just 1 point here at intermission. One of the biggest differences right now is free throws. Both teams attempted 6 free throws, but Jeff West made 5 of 6, and Hiawatha only made 2 of 6. So, man, you know, you work all season, and, of course, practice time has been kind of limited. The schedule's been tough, especially for Hiawatha, and the winter weather that caused some missed practice time and other events. And, you know, you get into these tight games in the postseason, and just a couple little things can make a big difference. And right now, 3 made free throws for Jeff West, 3 more than Hiawatha made with the same attempts as the Tigers up by 1 here at the break. Our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16. And the first half statistics now brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group for year-round tax help that goes beyond just filing your tax return and tax preparation, trust the local experienced professionals that are on your side. See member firms Holton Tax Service with Mike Tanking and Kay Onther in Holton, or any K-Tax Services with Jacob Yingst and Gary Schlegel just west of Whiting. For Hiawatha, they had just three players score. Clara Lindstrom had eight, Sarah Mattson with five, and Lake and Leipold had the other two. Hiawatha made only one three-pointer to Jeff West making three threes, and we told you the missed free throws. Both teams had six turnovers in the first half. For Jeff West, they had six different girls score the basketball, led by Kristen Biltoff with five. She had a three. Also a lone three-point basket each for Brooklyn Michalis and Ella Dickey to get their 3 points. Mallory Young hits the last two free throws of the half to put Jeff West ahead. Melanie Roney has just 2 points and one for Meg Tibbetts on a free throw for Jeff West. Again, the Tigers on top, 16-15 here at the break. Don't forget, coming up during the postgame, we'll pick a player to bank on tonight. That's brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. Let's take one more time out here with our halftime break. We'll return for third quarter action, talking about a couple keys. We got a good one shaping up third time around against Jeff West and Hiawatha here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking and Kay Onler at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Gary Schlegel and Jacob Yinks at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group members, providing the help you need when you need it.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust a fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Let us help you get your life back to normal with physical therapy from STARS. Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services. I'm Mark Sudbeck. To remind you, we offer many ways to help you recover from surgery or an injury, and we have two locations, in Horton and in Hiawatha. At STARS, you'll find many of our therapists are from the area and have a genuine interest to provide you individualized attention for your recovery. So if you have pain, a sprain, or a strain, let STARS help you back to good health with locations in Horton and Hiawatha.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
What do people like most, you think, about the experience of getting a new vehicle here at Holton?
People like having one person that they deal with. When you go in the paperwork office and the finance office, you get to deal with Stephanie, and we don't have any admin fees, no doc fees, none of that crazy stuff. A lot of other places have, so it's pretty straightforward and honest, and we just try to be upfront about it. I get a lot of good feedback from those things.
Our name means a great deal at
Holthouse Auto House. Online at HolthouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today?
Anderson Meats in Troy wants you to know they are scheduling livestock processing appointments in June. Call them at 785-985-2292 to schedule processing for your livestock. Anderson Meats at Troy are growing and looking forward to giving you top-notch service for meat processing. Curtis and Janelle, thank you for your business. Anderson Meats in Troy, south on Last Chance Road. Call 785-985-2292. 785-985-2292.
Moreland James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley, would like to spotlight the Northeast Kansas commercial lending team. David Crawford, market president, has over 29 years banking experience and specializes in production agriculture and cattle financing. I'm Nick Harling, with 24 years of banking experience and specialize in production agriculture and commercial business. We are here for your commercial banking needs and to help you with your financial goals. Please visit a Moreland James location or visit our website at bankbv.com.
KNZA.
Along with studio engineer Chance Link, Justin Fluke back with you, getting settled in for the second half. The Jeff West girls lead Hiawatha 16-15, and for Hiawatha, they missed their first six three-point shots of this game, and Finally got one from Clara Lindstrom that gave him a one-point lead late in the first half. They trail by one at the break. Certainly going to have to make free throws. I feel like Kyle Watson did a very good job defensively, though. They gave up 1-3 to Brooklyn Michalis and Ella Dickey, and Brady Jasper talked about that being a key, not wanting those other players that average, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 points a game to hit a bunch of outside shots and beat them. They've done a good job, though, on Biltoff and Roney, not allowing them to really drive and get to the basket. I think the Tigers would like to play a little more up-tempo, maybe try to get some more shots in transition. And maybe they need to be a little bit patient because they did hit 3 threes, but they missed several of them in that first half as well. And even without the size advantage tonight, I think they feel like Biltoff and Roney just attacking, getting to the basket. They've driven by Hiawatha on several occasions. Here's a Michalis three to start the third quarter. No good, but gets her own long rebound. And now a steal by Kate Mattson. Hiawatha up the court one-on-one. Mattson around Dickey. Missed a layup. Lears is there to try to corral it, and she's fouled, but she jumped on the floor. Brooklyn Michalis falls on top of her and will pick up the personal. So it's Hiawatha basketball after a turnover there against Jeff West, their seventh one of the game. I want the down one. We'll reset the lineups for you here in a bit. It is the starting five for both these squads. And that was the first foul on Brooklyn Michalis. Jeff West continuing to play man-to-man defense. And a steal by Roney, who came around Lindstrom and intercepted the pass. Roney up the court all the way, left to right. Step around, scoop shot, no. Tip by Michalis, no. Rebound, and is it tied up? Lears had it for Hiawatha. And it'll be Hiawatha basketball. Brady Jasper screams to his team about not turning the basketball over. Both teams have done that once here in the third quarter. For Hiawatha, it's Sarah Mattson, Kate Mattson, Darcy Lears, Clara Lindstrom, and Lakin Leipold for Brady Jasper's team. For John Malloy, it's Kristen Biltoff, Melanie Roney, Brooklyn Michalis, and Mallory Young, four juniors, plus a freshman in Ella Dickey. Both these teams going to have the majority, basically all of their squads and all of their starters back for next season. So it's been a good year for these two teams, but it should be even better next year. Lindstrom, a little head fake, trying to drive on Biltoff, whips it up top to Sarah Mattson. She's guarded by Roney. Now Lears wants to drive, but she's cut off. 6:50 to go here in the third quarter. Nobody with more than two fouls in this game. Lakin sets the screen. Lindstrom goes to the hole. Missed it. Long rebound to Biltoff, and here she comes. Kate Mattson trying to get back and get set. Biltoff, scoop shot, no. Rebound, put back. Yes, Melanie Roney was there. Hustling up the court, getting the offensive board, and Melanie Roney scores on a putback for the second time here tonight. 18-15, Tigers by three. 6:25 to go here in the quarter. Sarah Mattson fakes up top to Lindstrom. Wide open. This three-pointer short. And a long rebound. Lears tried to save it, but could not. And Jeff West will have the basketball back. Tigers 7-3 in their last 10 games, and both their losses to ranked Big 7 league foes. In fact, talking with Coach Malloy before the game tonight, he said, "Of our six losses, of their seven losses, six of them have been against a ranked team." Here's Young down low, missing the shot for the Tigers. Lake and Leipold trying to rip away the rebound, but Mallory Young got a piece of it, and Jeff Ball's going to keep it with Jeff West. So the Tigers will keep it in rebound here underneath their own basket. Getting a share of that ball that came off the rim and still leading by three. Biltoff to trigger it in. Lears went for the steal and miss. That left Dickey open. A long shot, no good. Michalis rebounds. Missed it. Roney rebounds. A third time. Shot over Leipold. Blocked, but a foul. And two more offensive rebounds for Jeff West. So seven Jeff West losses, and six of those coming against a ranked opponent. Free throw no good. Melanie Roney misses her first try of the night. She's 54% on the season. Second free throw, good. 19-15, Jeff West leads. Melanie Roney now has 5 points here in the contest. That ties Biltoff for a team high. Hiawatha with Lears, kick out Lindstrom, fakes the three, dribbles to the left elbow, shot is short, and with Clara missing everything kind of short here in this third quarter. Hiawatha's had a few practices, as has Jeff West, to kind of prepare and get ready for this third matchup of the season. Tigers have all 3 points here in the third quarter thus far. Hilltop looking over a 3-2 Red Hawk zone. They'll back it out a little bit. That's what Jeff West does so well. They're playing a lot of low-scoring ball games, scoring only 43 a night, but they win more than their share. Here's a triple by Dickey Airball, but Roney with another rebound. And the putback is good. Another stick back for Roney, and right now the offensive rebounds are propelling Jeff West up by 6 of the Tigers as we get a timeout by Coach Brady Jasper. Hiawatha could not get a defensive rebound, and the Tigers are making them pay. 5:05 left in Meriden. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Find your favorite flavor online at popcorngifts.net at Schlegel's, just west of Whiting. We're back in half a minute here on KNZA Hiawatha.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
KNZA.
Justin Flukback with you as we got 5:05 left here in the third quarter. Scoring updates from the other games in this 3A sub-state. With the semifinals Thursday in Sabetha, the Nemaw Central girls lead Oskaloosa 45-18, and the Sabetha girls ahead of Pleasant Ridge 45-4. So a couple blowouts maybe to be expected going on so far there. Hiawatha's got the basketball here out of a timeout, now down 6. 4 shot, Sarah Mattson, no good. Tipped by Lake and Leipold out of play, and it'll belong to Jeff West. Kind of a guarded, forced, long 2-point shot there by Sarah Mattson. I don't think what Brady Jasper drew up there during the timeout. It's 21-15 as Jeff West kind of getting a lead here, and we talked about it. It's what they do well. They make free throws. They control the ball. They'll pull it out. They'll stall, just hold the possession once they get the lead, and now they travel and turn it over for the 8th time tonight. But you do not want to be down to Jeff West, especially by more than 5 or so points in the 4th quarter of a game. They've won those time and time again. Pulled off huge upsets, like beating undefeated Riley County last year in sub-state to get the Tigers down to the Hutt Sports Arena. Here's Leipold down low for Hiawatha. Too strong off the window. Sarah Mattson battling for the rebound, and it's out of bounds off Jeff West. Mattson looks a little bit frustrated, and you know Brady Jasper was screaming to his girls about rebounding better during that last timeout. 21-15 Tigers. 4:10 to go, and Sarah Mattson threw it away, right? To Kristen Biltoff. She didn't see her jump in front of Lears for that pass. What a fake! Wow! Biltoff with the beautiful head fake to blow by Darcy Lears and lay it in for two. Lears is still trying to find the basketball. Biltoff now has scored 7. What a move. Here's a 3 by Lindstrom, and it rolls off. No good. Lears gets to the rebound, threw it to Biltoff. Here comes Kristen again. In transition, 2-on-1 for the Tigers. Another shot head fake, and now the layup missed. And then a foul, and it might be on Jeff West, coming crashing down late for the offensive rebound. It is. It's on Brooklyn Michalis, and that's her second personal foul. Jeff West with 2 fouls this half. Hiawatha with only 1. Still no players with more than 2 personals. 3:30 to go here in the third quarter. Well, Hiawatha's just made a couple little mistakes that have cost them pretty big. Lears nearly had it poked away. Turnovers the last 2 times down the court for Hiawatha. Here's Lindstrom dribbling, guarded by Biltoff, who gets another steal, and this time going to be all alone for the layup right side. It's an easy one for Kristen Biltoff, and a timeout by Jeff West. Hiawatha with turnover, and the Tigers with transition basket, transition bucket, and the fast break, putting them up by double digits. Now 25-15, the Hiawatha lead, as first it was not getting defensive rebounds, and now it's been turning the ball over. Biltoff, give her some credit, one of the best in the Big 7. turning up the pressure on defense and certainly knows how to finish on the offensive end. Jeff West now on a 9-0 run here to start the second half. And we're back in 30 seconds on KNZA.
On the line. You've probably heard this phrase many times. For the Kansas Turf team, it means everything. Authenticity, commitment, integrity, and community are all part of being on the line. Kansas Turf, and now its national brand, Mammoth Sports Construction, have been on a mission to do just that, providing the home field advantage to their clients. If your school or community is ready to take that next step of being on the line, visit Kansas Turf's new website, mammothturf.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Justin Flupak with you, studio engineer Chance Link, out of a timeout presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, just west of Whiting, the perfect timeout snack. Hiawatha's got the basketball, but starting to become a little desperate times here for the Redhawks. We're under 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Jeff West on a 9-0 run. They led by one at the break, now up 10. Here's Kate Mattson left in the lane, and that rolls in. A higher percentage shot. Good patience there by Hiawatha. Didn't force anything, and Kate Mattson, two-time Big 7 cross-country champ, lays it in for her first points on the basketball court tonight. Now 25-17. How patient will Jeff West start to be? Allie Warden with Dickey, both off the underclassmen roster. And here's a shot right of the lane. Good for Melanie Roney. And she's the player that's turned it up besides Kristen Biltoff. The two double-digit leading scores for Jeff West now really turning it on. Roney has scored 7 of her 9 points here in this third quarter. Biltoff has 9 points as well, and getting everything started with her defensive pressure. Kate Mattson on the wing to Lake and Leipold, wanting to hand it off to Clara Lindstrom. Lears and Sarah Mattson out there as well for Hiawatha. Lineups brought to you by Holthaus Auto House in Fairview. Lindstrom taking a look. Gets the shot off in the lane. A tough one, and it rolled on the iron and then fell off to the left side. Tough break and out of bounds. It'll go to Jeff West, who again leads by 10. And no pressure by Hiawatha, so Kristen Biltoff will enjoy walking this one across the timeline. A couple other Big 7 League scores from this substate. Royal Valley leading Marysville 28-23, while Sabetha and Nemaha are both rolling big time. And the Perry LeCompton girls leading as well. They're in the Wellsville substate. They're like the number 6 seed, but they lead at halftime 25-24. Perry LeCompton girls leading Burlington. Tigers lose this one out of bounds. That's a turnover, the 9th. The turnovers are actually even at 9 here tonight, but a 10-point lead as Sarah Mattson goes to the bench for Hiawatha. Kaylin Pavlish in, and a bad pass by Lindstrom stolen away. This one intercepted by Young. Up the court, layup, yes. The lead is 12. And it's been all turnovers producing points for Jeff West here in the third quarter. Now a 13-2 advantage this frame for the Tigers here in Meriden. Hiawatha just way too many turnovers. Careless with it. Lindstrom trying to get separation. Almost a push-off. Pavlish up top for three. That's well short. Rebounded by Ella Dickey. Dickey bounce pass ahead to Warden. Right of the lane. Stops and pops. Her shot no good, but Roney rebounds. Goes up, blocked by Leipold, and we get a jump ball here. Possession arrow will keep it with Jeff West. Only 38 seconds left here in the quarter. Young will get a breather as Tibbetts checks in, and Lindstrom going to get a little extended rest here at the end of the third quarter as Abby Elfner checks back in for Hiawatha. So the leading two scorers are on the Hiawatha bench here at the moment. Built off wide open three, great inbounds play, and it's no good off the rim. Rebounded by Lears. Hiawatha, no need to hold for a shot here. They're down 12. Every possession matters. 25 seconds left in the third. Elfner wide open. She'll try the three, and that's short. Rebounded by Lears. Dribbles, goes up, and is fouled. Last couple possessions, Hiawatha getting three-point shots from Elfner, the freshman, and Pavlish, the senior, off the bench. Hiawatha's just not been able to score here in this third quarter. See if they can get a couple at the line. Lears, 0 for 2, but makes this one. Darcy with their first point of the contest, averaging 8 per night. That's third on the team. Roney will go out for a rest as Jocelyn Hartley comes in, a 5'11 senior. For Jeff West, just two seniors that come off their bench. Second free throw for Lears, no good. Rebounded by Biltoff with 15 seconds to go. Iwatha just 3 of 8 now at the charity stripe. Biltoff, 6 seconds left. Into the lane, she kicked it, and it's out of bounds. Did Hiawatha touch it? The officials look, converge, and say it was off Hiawatha. So Jeff West will inbound. Again, Biltoff triggers it in, but they run a lot of these inbounds plays for her. Now Coach Malloy going to go to his starters with 4 seconds left to try to execute an inbounds play. So the 5 starters on the court as Biltoff will trigger it in. See if they get her an open look. Lears goes out, and Michaela Pilcher checks in for the first time, a senior for the Redhawks. Iwatha will try to defend this, not allow the lead to get any bigger. Wide open 3, Michaela's open, and missed it. Follow no by Biltoff, follow no by Young. Jeff West gets off 3 shots in the final 4 seconds of this third quarter. They miss them all, but they're still up double digits thanks to a monster 8 minutes of play. Our score as we head to the fourth, it's Jeff West 29, Hiawatha 18, a 13-3 third quarter in favor of the Lady Tigers. A 1 minute break, fourth quarter action coming up on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Hey, this is Nikki from the Pines in Holton. If you're looking for flexible scheduling and an amazing team to work with, please apply for a position at the Pines. CNA and CMA positions are available, offering competitive wages, night shift differential, supplemental health insurance benefits, paid time off, and more. Become a part of the Pines family by picking up an application at either location. For further information, check us out on Facebook, The Pines of Holton. At the Pines, it's our family caring for yours.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send 2 trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
On to the fourth quarter. We'll reset the lineup. Several starters checking back in. Hiawatha's got the ball, but they trail by 11. Clara Lindstrom inside, and the ball deflected by Roney and stolen away. That's 12 Hiawatha turnovers. Pass ahead to Biltoff in transition. Shot no good on the right side. Redhawks with the rebound. It's Lindstrom, Madsen and Madsen, Lears and Leipold. The starting 5 for Coach Brady Jasper. Hiawatha just got outscored 13-3 in the third. Here's an airball 3 by Sarah Madsen. Man, I feel like Hiawatha is just stressed right now. They're just forcing things. They're not taking what is given to them. It's just immediately every time they touch the ball, it's like I got to make a pass or put up a shot. It's kind of frantic, and turnovers have been so costly here in the second half. For Jeff West, Biltoff, Michalis, Roney, Young, and Dickey, the 5 starters for head coach John Malloy. Still no foul trouble for either squad. On the floor, Lears got the ball loose away from Roney and gets a tie-up. Hiawatha had it to start the fourth quarter, so now it'll be Jeff West basketball. Jeff West led by 1 point at halftime, and they take an 11-point lead into this fourth quarter. Now we're under 7 minutes to go. Tigers get it in. Roney shot with Leipold flying at her. Might have been partially blocked with fingertips touching that leather basketball there by Leipold. The shot well short. Kate Madsen brings it ahead. Lears, tough catch on the left wing. Now tries to drive into a double team. Biltoff knocked it away. She dives on the deck. And another jump ball. Hiawatha will have this one. But now only 6:44 remaining, and the Redhawks still down double digits. And again, this Jeff West team is so tough because they're going to start pulling it out. They're going to start just taking care of the basketball, working the clock. Inbound, Sarah Madsen, quick shot up. And again, that air ball long. I think Hiawatha just, they feel the pressure. I mean, the season's on the line. You get that. And now that they're down double digits, again, these shots are just going up faster than they can even catch the basketball. And most of them, like that one, aren't even landing anywhere close. Brady Jasper will call yet another timeout. A full timeout. We'll take it with him. 29-18, Jeff West with the lead. They've won by 11 and 14 against Hiawatha already this season, looking for a third here tonight at home. Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn 30-second timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Zero turn with speed to burn. That's Hustler Mowers at Heinen Repair. And all in-stock Hustlers are on sale now during their big spring sales event. Hustler Turf's entire line of residential zero-turn mowers comes equipped with unique features like their patented park brake system and their exclusive smooth track steering that enables you to glide around obstacles with ease. And now get 0% financing on certain models with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Hustler, using global and American parts built right here in Kansas. And ask about the layaway program at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or at HeinenRepair.com.
Kansas Land Radio.
Dustin Fluke back with you. More basketball coming up this week. In fact, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday, and Saturday. More postseason sub-state basketball right here on Kansas Land and the MSC Sports Radio Network. You can see the schedule of all the games we're broadcasting this week online at MSCSports.net. Iwatha just a couple timeouts left now as Jeff West has the basketball, leading it by 11. And Young's pass deflected and stolen away into the hands of Sarah Mattson, who gets it to Clara Lindstrom. 11 turnovers for Jeff West. They've been a little bit sloppy as well. Here's Lindstrom coast-to-coast and drawing the foul. It's foul number 4 on the Tigers here in the second half. And a personal on Kristen Biltoff, which is only her second. Fouls have been pretty evenly distributed, so nobody really in any danger. Lindstrom makes the free throw, and Hiawatha's got to have every free chance they can score with the clock stopped here the rest of the way. Clara now with the team-high 9 to lead Hiawatha, looking for her 10th point, and she got it. Both free throws good there, as Hiawatha's now 5 of 10 from the line. Leipold will come out for a breather, and in comes Michaela Pilcher. 29-20. 6 minutes and 15 seconds left to go in this game. Jeff West going to spread it out now. Hiawatha's gone man-to-man. They get a steal. Here steps in front of the pass and sent it for Roney at the foul line, but then Roney steals it back. Now Michalis, and that's tipped away to Clara Lindstrom. So back-to-back turnovers again. Hiawatha had a chance there as Lear stole it, but then took off up the court. Roney poked it away from behind to get it back. Here's a wide-open three. Michalis, good off the inbound. Shooter's got to keep shooting. She may airball a couple, but the next one nothing but net. And the lead now the biggest of the night, the Tigers by 12. Lindstrom up top to Kate. Wide open, fakes it, dribbles, and threw it out of bounds, deflected by Kristen Biltoff. Hiawatha's got to run the offense here. Looking backdoor cut. Mattson finds Lindstrom, knocked out of her hands by Biltoff. Oh, and they call a foul. Kristen just starts laughing hysterically. Can't believe that they hit her with one there. She thought she had 100% all ball. It's her third personal foul. And they say on the shot. Only team foul number 5, but Claire Lindstrom going to get a couple personals here. Certainly looked pretty clean. And Biltoff's reaction would indicate she thought she had all ball as well. Lindstrom missed the first free throw. Here comes the second. 5:45 to go. That is good. It's 32-21. Lindstrom has 11, but not much help. Sarah Mattson's got 5. Nobody else has more than 2. Tigers, one of the best defensive teams in the Big 7 League, right up there with Sabetha and Emaus Central. This league's so good. Ranked teams. Postseason, they get her done every year. Dickey into a double team. The ball taken away by Lears, and then a foul. And it's actually on Ella Dickey, who lost it and then committed the foul after the 13th Jeff West turnover. I know Coach Malloy's been pretty content. I don't even know if he's had to stand up much tonight, sitting with arms crossed at the end of the Jeff West bench. Feeling good here, up 11 with just over 5 minutes remaining. But yeah, probably not happy about all those turnovers. Lindstrom has made the one and only three-point basket of the night for Hiawatha. Jeff West has made 4 three-pointers now. Big one from Michalis a moment ago. Kick out. Lindstrom now. Mattson along two. That missed badly. Rebound. Kate trying to keep it alive and can't. Jeff West basketball. Since halftime, the Tigers have a 13-3 third quarter under their belt, and now a one more point margin advantage here in the fourth quarter. Another deflection by Lears. Man, she's so active and good defensively atop that zone. Shayla fakes the three, drives baseline, finds Young right under the cup, and she's fouled from behind as Pilcher got caught out of position there. Young snuck around in front of her, and a nice pass by Michaela. So it'll be Mallory Young shooting two free throws. Young 2 for 2 at the line, has 4 points in the game. Free throw short. 4:40 remaining. Loser will see their season come to an end. Next free throw switch. Mallory Young now with 5. Lincoln Leipold returns. Pilcher goes out. Been a 12-point lead a few different occasions. Never anymore. But if Hiawatha is going to make a run, boy, they better do it quick. Kate Matson has it. Red Hawk boys will be at Pleasant Ridge tomorrow in the opening round of the 3A boys substate. Hiawatha boys the number 6 seed at Pleasant Ridge. Won the Northeast Kansas League. Here's a 3 by Lindstrom, and that's good. Clara might be coming to life. Already 6 points for her, all 6 for Hiawatha here in this fourth quarter. Clara's got a game-high 14, and it's 33-24. Lindstrom has both threes for Hiawatha, but Michaela's going to try to answer at the other end. No, and Lindstrom has the rebound. Hiawatha pushing it ahead. Got to hurry. Now take care of it. Get a good shot. Lindstrom lobs it in. Sarah Matson against Roney. Kicks it out. There's a wide-open three. It's Lears. Off the iron, no good. Kate Matson had it. Now on the floor. Roney kicked. Biltoff picks it up. Flips it to Young. Lears tries to steal it away. Kate dives in there. Young tries to fall over backwards, and we finally get a jump ball. I'm pretty sure there was a two-point takedown, a two-point reversal, at least one escape point in there as well. And now timeout by Coach Brady Jasper with 3:39 to go. Lead is 9. Kate's got a bloody nose. Great hustle play. Coach applauding her for that. 33-24. Tigers on top with the Schlegel's homegrown popcorn. 30-second timeout here on FM 103.9 KNDA.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop of Holden is the name you have come to know and trust since 1983. With 5 auto body specialists, we strive for fast and flawless repairs. This is Derek Kirk. Our family-owned and operated business provides the personal attention and service that sets us apart. We'll even help with all the insurance work. We offer paintless dent removal and windshield chip repair, as well as complete collision repair and precision painting for all vehicles. Located in Holden, Kansas, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, taking the dents out of accidents.
Kansaland Radio.
March Madness, baby. Welcome to the month. March came in like a lamb, and now here we go. Postseason hoops nonstop for a couple of weeks. Nemaw Central leading 64-30 over Oskaloosa. So the winner of this game looks like going to get Nemaw Central for sure. They've got a running clock in the fourth quarter tonight. And that'll be a third matchup as well against either Hiawatha or Jiff West. And let's see any other updates here for the moment. Jiff West has the basketball. They lead 33-24 against Hiawatha. 3:39 left to go in the game. Kate Matson had to stuff some tissue in her nose to prevent any blood coming out. Here's Roney, a bit out of control, but a foul on Hiawatha. Just 4 fouls on the Redhawks. Nobody really in trouble, so they can be very aggressive. They still have 2 free fouls to give. This one is the third on Darcy Lears. She had 2 in the first quarter, and now gets her third. Jeff is going to dribble it out. Hiawatha's going to have to go get him. Tigers so good at this kind of stall game. Running some weave. 2 Hiawatha players collided there. Biltoff drives and kicks. Roney dribbles. Shoots over Sarah Matson. No. Lindstrom with the rebound. Coach Malloy would like his team probably to be even more patient with it. Leading by 9. Lindstrom in the half court. To Lindstrom. Sarah Matson is pulling away. Biltoff one-on-one against Lear. Stop and go. Blocked by Darcy. What great defense that time. Biltoff with that patented head fake, but that time could not finish. Lears kicks it out. Kate for 3. Off the front iron, no. Roney with the board, and man, do these teams look tired right now. Roney sprints ahead. Coach Malloy hasn't called a timeout yet, but he could consider one here. Now a drive by Michalis, basket. Oh, good, and they count it. A runner down the lane, Brooklyn Michalis, having herself a night, 8 points and a free throw pending. All breaks, no gas, or all gas, no breaks, right? That's what we've seen here tonight. And the three-point play good as Michalis hits it. I feel like we're about to shift to all breaks for Jeff West. Now they lead by 12 with 2:38 to go. I want the Maine to start thinking about some threes. Jasper says, let's go, let's go. Can't jog it up the floor. We got to sprint. Every possession matters. A screen set by Leipold. Kalen Pavlich just checked in for Sarah Mattson, who is wounded. Here's a three by Lears. That's no good. Rebound Kate Mattson. Finds Leipold underneath. And the layup is in there. Second field goal tonight for Lake and Leipold. It's 36-26. Biltop will handle it against some pressure by Kate Mattson. Gets a screen from Dickey to help her out. Now Biltop defended by Lindstrom. Long pass ahead to Michalis, who hit the deck. Might have been a foul and no call. Turnover for the Tigers. Stop and go, Kate. That's tipped away by Biltoff, and Hiawatha will have it down 10 with a minute 55 remaining. 36-26. Jeff West, 15-9, went to state a season ago. A huge upset over undefeated Riley County. They got a different substitute than most of the Big Seven League teams a year ago. Helped him out a bit. This year, the top five girls Big Seven League teams are all in this about the substate. Let's shot block. Kate Mattson has the rebound. She's fouled. Kate going to the line to shoot two. 5 best teams in the league are the top 5 teams in a substate. That's just not right. Third foul here on Michalis. Rebound for Kate Mattson is no good. I want this free throws haven't gotten a whole lot better here in the second half. Still down 10. There's some freebies at the clock stopped here at a minute 47. Denise flicks the wrist, and Kate got that one. 3 points now for Kate Mattson. Yeah, they got to start seeding this stuff, right? I mean, let's get a true champion. Let's drive an extra 30 minutes to be fair about who's playing who and get the best teams to the state tournament every year. Just like they do in 4A and 5A and 6A and other sports and basketball. Jeff West now into keep-away mode. They'll spread to the four corners and a jump and a travel as Michalis came back down with it there. Just a bit out of control. And Coach Boy saying, what in the world? Like, settle down. 16 turnovers against Jeff West. If they do that against Seamon Central, they'll get run out of the gym. Allie Warden in. Sarah Mattson turns for Hiawatha. Michalis goes out. Kate Mattson will take a seat. Hiawatha down 9. Still a minute 25 left in what could be their season. Nobody will ever forget this one, right? For a lot of different reasons. Late start, COVID. I'll be back pretty much next year. At least the starters. The Luke Pavlish, Pilcher, Mia Hole. And there's a shot that's good. It's a 2-pointer, so I mentioned a 7-point game. 36-29, but now we're under a minute to go. Hiawatha's got to go get him. Biltop just walking it into the half court. There's jump setter. Biltop spins away. Separation to avoid a 5-second count, and now she's fouled. But that's the 6th on Hiawatha. It's the 4th on Darcy Lears. Hiawatha would probably prefer she not be the one to foul again. Kate Mattson coming in. And the next foul will put Jeff West into the 1-1 bonus. In fact, Lears is going to go out. Kate Mattson comes in here. That's a defensive substitution. Kate's only got one foul. She'll put the inbounder, who is built off. Hiawatha matching up man-to-man. Inbounds to Roney. Hands back to Kristen. To baseline underneath. Nice find. Wide open. Mallory Young lays it in for two. You can't execute it much better than that. The layup off the sideline inbound play. Biltoff gets the assist. Lindstrom to Kate. Now back to Clara. Fakes three. Biltoff jumped at her. Clara drives and is fouled. Got it at the free throw. 32 seconds left. Mallory Young picking up the personal. It's team foul number 8 on Jeff West. Third on Young. Lindstrom at the line has made 4 of 6. First one is good. 15 now for Clara Lindstrom. Yamaha beat Oskaloosa 74-39. Samantha whipped off Pleasant Ridge 65-18. Lindstrom makes them both. 16 points now for Clara. The lead is still 7, though. They need a stopper, a steal to Hiawatha. Hilltop in back court. Kate Fowler. So the 77% free throw shooter will head to the line for a 1-1 here for Jeff West. They've shot it pretty well at the line. They've made 8 of 11 so far. Hilltop. Now 3-for-3. Bonus free throw coming as she makes the front end with just 25 seconds left here in this game. Tigers trying to get win number 13. It's the first they've had in quite a while. But kind of where they were at a year ago as Biltoff makes them both. She's got 11 and it's 4-for-4 at the line. It's 40-31. I want the down 9 again. He said ahead, timeout. That's the final one called by Coach Brady Jasper. Yeah, last year Jeff West went in the first round of sub-state, had about 13 wins, right? They won all the games in sub-state to get to 15 in advanced state, and that's what they're trying to do again here this season. They got 19 games in during the regular season to Jeff West. Mentioned Mia Hole a moment ago. She's the other senior for Hiawatha, and she's actually going to get to come in and play with Michaela Pilcher and Kaylin Pavlish, three Red Hawk senior girls. Don't forget our Be Outdoors postgame is coming up. Whether you're buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Be Outdoors is the name to know. We'll pick a Citizen State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha player to bank on during the postgame show here momentarily. Tomorrow night, it's the Holton boys against Atchison. 2-3 seeds here on 103.9 KNZA, 7 o'clock. And then Wednesday night, the Holton girls at Atchison, 7 o'clock Wednesday here on 103.9. Pilcher gets it in to Pavlish. Wanted to go back door to Lindstrom. Now back to Pavlish for the three. That shot is short. Was it deflected? No. 11 seconds left, and the Tigers are going to have their third victory this season against Hiawatha. One of the first two by double digits. Deflection here. Young goes over to get it for Jeff West. Kate Matchin still defending, but not going to foul. It's going to be a 9-point win here in Meriden tonight. Tigers keep their season alive. They'll get a third crack against Omaha Central, whom they lost to by 7-3 just last Thursday. The Tigers will face the Thunder in Sabetha on Thursday night. Hiawatha girls end their season at 10 wins and 11 losses. 40-31. Is the final score. Turnovers proving costly for Hiawatha in the second half, especially in that third quarter when the Red Hawks were outscored 13-3. That third quarter, the difference maker here tonight. Post game coming up. Stay with us on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lincoul.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In sports, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. It's really the same thing with finances. Earning money allows you to score, but saving money helps you stay in the game. For a reliable teammate, see us in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The pandemic has left everyone with a long list of things to catch up on. Time with friends, travel, and visits with loved ones. At Community Healthcare System, we know you need to catch up on care too. Care for yourself and your family by scheduling the wellness visit, cancer screening, or the important test you missed last year. Catch up on care at Community Healthcare System to make sure you stay healthy in 2021. Visit online at chcsks.org to find out more information. Community Healthcare System, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
Because there was value investing in our community for generations.
generations to come, Kellerman Insurance and Kellerman Real Estate was started by my dad, Dale Kellerman, in the 1960s.
Watching our community evolve over time has given us cause to reminisce about the good old days. But then we see all the new energy that is pouring into our county and the Houlton Town Square.
At Kellerman's, we reinvest our dollars and energies back into the community, organizations, and events.
Building your future on our past at Kellerman Real Estate
and Kellerman Insurance is something that we are proud of.
Trust. Since the 1950s, your family has trusted their family for all your vehicle's needs. From engine oil changes to engine replacements and everything in between, Ireland Custom Exhaust is where you should be. Trust the ASE certified technicians for more than just your daily driver. Now, Ireland Custom Exhaust can fix and install wiring for your stock trailer and also trailer brake repair. Trust Ireland Custom Exhaust. It's their family helping yours. Located south of Houlton on Highway 75.
If something were to happen to you today, would your family be taken care of tomorrow? This is Mick from Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. We would like to help you make sure your estate will be secure when you are no longer there. As executor of your estate or trustee of your trust, Citizens Trust Department will ensure your assets are handled the way you want them to be, which is the way it should be. Call or come by and see Eric Madsen or Lori Niggas today. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Meriden one final time with studio engineer Dan Slink. Justin Fluke with you. The Jeff Fest girls victorious tonight, 40-31, as they sweep the third meeting against Hiawatha this season, ending the Redhawks' campaign at 10-11. Jeff West now 13-7 will face Nemaw Central for a third time. But again, they only lost by 7 in Seneca, only by 3 points here at home. They'll be on a neutral court in Savatha coming up on Thursday. Jeff West led 10-2 early in this ballgame. It was 10-5 at the end of one quarter. Hiawatha, though, came back. They actually took a brief lead, 15-14, on Clara Lindstrom three late in the first half. It turned out to be the only Hiawatha lead denied as Jeff West got two free throws to go ahead 16-15 at the break. This game decided in the third quarter. Jeff West went on a 13-3 run to balloon the lead up to double digits and just hang on from there. But Hiawatha had several turnovers. Originally, it was Jeff West getting a couple offensive rebounds and some second and third chance points. And then Hiawatha committed turnovers, and that's when things really unraveled in the third quarter. Jeff West holds on to win it by 9 points here tonight. Jeff West actually a 9-0 run to start that second half and turn a one-point halftime lead into a double-digit advantage. And they held Hiawatha without scoring for about 5 minutes in that third quarter. Checking the final stats tonight, brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group for year-round tax help. Trust the local experienced professionals that are on your side. See Mike Tanking or Kay Omler at Houlton Tax Service in Houlton, or visit Jacob Yinks and Kerry Schlegel at any K Tax Services in Whiting. For Hiawatha tonight, we're led by Clara Lindstrom. She had 16 points. Sarah Madsen scored 7. And then it was Lakin Leipold with 4, Kate Madison with 3, and Darcy Lear settled to just 1 point. Hiawatha got 5 of 6 free throws from Claire Lindstrom in the fourth quarter to improve their percentage for the night. They end up making 9 of 16 free throws. Only 2 trays. Both of those were by Lindstrom, and Hiawatha had 15 turnovers tonight. Jeff West actually had 16 turnovers, but they made 10 of 13 from the free throw line. Pretty efficient. Tigers made 4 three-point baskets here in this game as they win it by 9. Their scoring was balanced, led by Kristen Biltoff with 11. Brooklyn Shalis and Melanie Rooney both had 9. Mallory Young chipped in with 7. Ella Dickey hit a 3. Big Tibbetts had a point as well off the bench as Jeff West wins it 40-31. They're 13-7 and will face Nemaw Central Thursday. We'll be there to broadcast it right here at 103.9 KNZA. Our Player to Bank on, brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. Certainly you could get a nod to Clara Lindstrom, who had the biggest scoring total of the night. Played pretty well for Hiawatha this evening. She and all of her starters will be back next year. But when you look at the winning team, man, Rosa Michalis, I mean, missed some threes, but made several threes and finished with 9. That was about double her average. but not for Mallory Young. Melanie Roney ended up getting her point. She kind of led that 13-3 charge in the third quarter as Melanie Roney scored 7 in that frame. But Kristen Biltoff was just so incredible to watch. Her defensive pressure, getting all those steals, the transition and fast break opportunities that Jeff West had in the second half, really set up by Kristen Biltoff. She leads him in scoring with 11. She was 4-for-4 at the line, made a three-pointer in the second quarter when things weren't going their way, and Biltoff, although it was tight, probably earns our player to bank on honor from the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company here tonight. Jeff West victorious, 40-31. We told you some of the other finals that we had as Nemoth Central, the top seed, rolled Oskaloosa, 74-39. The Bethel girls, Pleasant Ridge, 65-18. So you'll have Nemoth Central against Jeff West. And the other semifinal will be Sabetha against Royal Valley or Marysville. Going to see if I can find that final score before we sign off. We will have scoreboard shows Thursday and Friday night coming up later this week, but no scoreboard shows here the next couple of evenings. You'll be able to track down all of the scores online at scsports.net. Yeah, I don't see that Royal Valley game. It probably hasn't gone final. It was one of the tighter ones. Royal Valley was up by only 5 against Marysville at halftime. So it's a busy week. Stay with us. Follow along on the NSC Sports Radio Network. We'll be back at it tomorrow night, and this is the first of 6 nights in a row. It's now officially March Madness postseason basketball here on Kansas Land Radio. Studio engineer Chance Link tonight. This has been Justin Fluke. Thanks for listening.